My name is Mackenzie Hall. I'm 15 years old. Today is Sunday, November 26th, and I'm speaking with Mark Hall, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Fortuna, California. What was your daily life like when in the Navy?
Well, when I was in the Navy, I was stationed at Sub Base Pearl Harbor on the island of Oahu, Hawaii. And my morning would consist of waking up about 5 a.m. And then we would go to the chow hall and have breakfast. And then we would report to our duty station, which was where we worked at. And I worked in the sheet metal shop, which was called 17 Alpha. So anyways, we would have to, everybody would stand in formation, and we would be addressed by one of our superior officers, who would kind of have like the morning meeting and talk to us about the events of the day, and then we would all go to work and do our jobs, building things. Like I built a lot of lockers out of sheet metal and kitchen stainless steel work. Did a lot of welding. So we would do that all day until about 3:30, I believe. And then after that, me and my friends at the time would head to the beach and we'd go surfing. And then that was pretty much our day. Work and surf.
Okay, why did you join the Navy?
I joined the Navy to learn a trade, to get free schooling, learn how to weld, and become a pipe fitter and ship fitter. The position that I qualified for was called a hull maintenance technician, and my schooling was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So that's pretty much why I joined, was to learn a trade. And I still do it today, almost 30 years later.
Were you ever afraid? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I was afraid a couple times in the Navy. The first thing that was kind of scary was probably when I was going to boot camp. It was like my first time to fly, like alone, basically. So I was really scared about getting lost in the airport, not being able to get on the right flight, and just being real nervous about going to boot camp and just the changes that was going to happen. And then the other time was when I actually got to boot camp. When we got off of the bus, the company commanders were screaming and yelling at everybody, and everybody was just in a real panic, and it was pretty scary. The first couple, 2 or 3 days at boot camp was scary.
What did boot camp teach you?
It taught me a lot of things, but something that sticks out the most, I guess, is it teaches you discipline. Because you have to do things that you don't want to do. And if you don't do it, then you get in big trouble. So it also makes you accountable. Those are a couple of the biggest things that I learned in boot camp.
Did it change you as a person?
I don't think that it changed me as a person. It just made me a more responsible person. And I was still the same person. It just developed me into a better person, you know.
Can you tell me about some of the people that served alongside with you?
Yeah, I met some really neat people when I was in the Navy. There was people from all over the United States. Everywhere that you can possibly think of. I met a lot of really neat people when I was in the Navy. Yeah, I still keep in contact with several of them.
Do you have any favorite memories with them?
Probably favorite memories would be surfing. Surfing with them, yeah, like my friend Josh Schumann. He's still in Hawaii. Devlin Murphy. Yeah, we had some really fun time surfing, and that was really the highlight, you know.
If given the opportunity, would you serve again?
I would definitely serve again.
Why is that?
Well, because it was a good experience. It was a good learning experience. You know, serving your country, it's really a good thing to volunteer. You know, because not just the Navy, but all the branches of military, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have our freedoms that we have today. So it's, you know, I think it's, you know, I don't agree with all the things that go on in the military, but I also do think that it is kind of something that we need to keep us safe and.
What is something you are passionate about?
Probably right now, I'm really passionate about CrossFit.
What is CrossFit?
CrossFit is, it's an exercise. It's functional fitness. It pretty much prepares you for the unexpected. So it's really, you know, you do a lot of different types of exercises to prepare you for anything and everything that you could come across in normal life.
How often do you go to this CrossFit you talk about?
I go to CrossFit probably 5 or 6 days a week.
How many hours?
Typically an hour a day.
Would you say it's worth your time?
Totally worth my time. It's worth everybody's time. Everybody should CrossFit.
Do you have any strong relationships in the CrossFit gym?
Yeah, I got some really close friends that we got a lot in common with you know, being healthy and, you know, getting strong and being the best version of yourself possible.
Okay. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yeah, my work life, a lot to talk about, but pretty much one of the biggest problems, or not problems, just obstacles that I have with work is problem solving. You know, like when I have to build something to fit, say like in somebody's house, or, you know, like I'm building a railing on a staircase, I have to pay very close attention to detail and measurements and angles, and a lot of that you got to take into consideration when you're what's called laying out your project. So there's a lot of attention to detail, and you gotta like plan ahead, and you have to always, you know, nothing's ever right. There's always like the wall's crooked, or something's not, you know, nothing's ever perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to kind of adapt to unforeseen problems. So you have to adapt, and you gotta make things work. And that's every day. Trying to build something perfect that's nothing's ever perfect, where it's going, is it can be difficult. And then, on the other hand, you know, dealing with a lot of different people's personalities. Some people are really great to work for, and they pay you on time, you don't have to worry about it. And then there's other people that they just kind of want some work for free, and they don't really want to pay you. Those are kind of like the bad people to work for. But not every, most people are really good to work for. But yeah, there's a lot to do with business, you know. It's not easy. It takes a lot of work. There's a lot of hours that I work that, like, I don't get paid for. Like doing, you know, my own paperwork and my own books. That's, you know, and the billing. Everything has to be recorded and entered into my QuickBooks so I can run reports and see if I've made money or lost money, or keep track of who's paid me and who hasn't paid me. Keep track of bills, you know, bills that are coming up. Running a business is very difficult. What was the question again?
The lessons that your work has taught you.
The lessons that have taught me is, adapt and overcome obstacles. Problem solve. Those are my main things, and just kind of gotta go with the flow. That's another big thing that has taught me is nothing's ever gonna be perfect. You just do the best you can and be on time, do what you say, and treat people with respect. And
okay.
The customers will return.
What is your job exactly?
I am a welder and, a metal fabricator.
Do you build, what do you build on a daily basis?
Well, on a daily basis, it's usually pretty different. Some days I'm doing sheet metal projects for certain roofing companies, making, roof flashings and chimney saddles and things for waterproofing roofs. Other days I work at Humboldt Redwood Company. I do a lot of welding for them, repairing heavy equipment, building staircases, railings, you know, whatever kind of stuff they need. I also build like headache racks for trucks, pipe racks, any kind of of railings for people's houses or commercial buildings. Kind of whatever people need built or repaired with metal, I'll usually do it.
How long have you been doing your welding job?
I've had my own business for 10 years, but I've been doing this type of work for almost 30 years.
Tell me about your siblings.
I have one old, I'm the youngest of four. I got two older sisters and an older brother. My brother, Brian, he works for state parks and he has a bait business also. And I talk with him a lot. And my sister, Teresa, she works at the hospital. And then my other sister, Patty, lives in Petaluma.
Were you close with any of them growing up?
I was close with all of them growing up.
Are you close with them now?
I'm close with my brother and sister, Teresa, just because, more mainly because they're close, and then my other sister lives far away, so. But yeah, with work and life, everybody's busy, but we find time to still hang out and talk on a regular basis.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Well, I grew up right here in good old Fortuna. We grew up in Campton Heights on Penn Avenue. And it was really a good place to live. We had our family had a Pizza Hut. It was called Hall's Pizza. That was really the best pizza in town. In fact, we were the only pizza in town for several years. But it was a family-owned business, and yeah, everybody knew who we were. So then, you know, me and my brother, we played sports. Growing up in Fortuna, football, you know, baseball, basketball. We played, you know, all the sports growing up, and yeah, it was a really good place to grow up, real safe place.
If you had the choice to grow up anywhere, would you grow up anywhere else?
No, I like growing up in Fortuna. It was a lot of fun. Had a lot of good memories. Fortuna's a special place.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, in my free time, I like to do CrossFit. I do CrossFit, like, you know, every night during the week. I also really enjoy mountain biking. I've got a full suspension mountain bike, and yeah, there's like some really great riding around Humboldt County. A couple of the places that I go would be like Bull Creek. There's Grasshopper, which is probably the hardest ride in around here, because it's like 8 miles of like really steep climbing, but at the very top there's a fire lookout, and you can like see like forever. You're like the highest mountain around, so that's a really neat place to go to. And there's several other trails around there. Then another really good one is out in Shelter Cove. I like to go mountain biking out there at Paradise Royale. It's a really nice place to ride too. And then the other place is really cool is the Ossegong Trail, which is Prairie Creek, which is just north of Oreck. And it's like a lot of times you can see elk from the mountain bike trail, and it's like right by the ocean. There's like a super like really high waterfall there too, and yeah, it's just really, really, really neat. So the other things that I like to do other than CrossFit and mountain biking, I like to shoot pool. That's a lot of fun. There's a place uptown in Eureka that I like to go shoot pool at, and I like to bowl. I don't get to do a lot of that, but I do enjoy it. Some of the things I like to play guitar. In my spare time, I was in a band for 3 years, several years ago now. But we used to play some shows. We played Hops and Humboldt one time, and we played the Scotia Inn two times. Yeah, and then I also really enjoy hunting. I like to deer hunt. I'm in the Trinity Alps with my hunting buddy, Corey. And yeah, so we hike in like, I don't know, anywhere from 5 to 10 miles to hunt black-tailed deer.
Can you tell me about any experiences of you killing any deers or anything?
Yeah, I've probably killed maybe 12 deer altogether. But yeah, it's they're really evasive. They're kind of hard to spot a lot of the times. I've killed like 12, and it's like the most nutritious meat that you can eat, and it tastes really good. I like it.
Can you tell me about, you said you would go surfing while you were in the Navy. Can you tell me about your surfing experiences?
So starting out, it was really hard to learn, but I started practicing in a place called Diamond Head. and I started out on a 5'11" board, which is pretty short. So it took me probably 6 months of really practicing hard before I could get up and really ride the wave. Then I started to get a little bit of a bigger board and continued surfing. And we kind of got into going to the North Shore a little bit more where there's a lot bigger waves. I would ride a 6'4" for my board, a thruster. And I would surf the North Shore during the winter time when the waves would get, big enough for us. So probably the biggest waves that I would surf would be a 16-foot face. That's the biggest wave I've ever been on. And I wiped out and broke my board in half. And I was way out at this place called Sunset Beach, which is on the North Shore of Oahu. And that was a scary time. So I was getting pounded by really giant waves and my board was broken. So I was I had to swim in, and I was 300 or 400 yards off the beach. That was kind of sketchy.
Can you tell me about any other scary moments while out in the water?
One time I was out surfing and a Coast Guard helicopter flew right over the top of us when we were out in the water and threw a note out in a plastic baggie and told us that there was a giant tiger shark headed our way to get out of the water, and everybody paddled in, and it was sketchy. I didn't ever see anything, but the helicopter told us to get out of the water. But I've never actually seen a shark in the water. Just turtles. Giant turtles would pop up out of the water sometimes and scare you.
How long have you been surfing for?
I surfed for almost 10 years when I was in Hawaii. And just recently, I'm going to start surfing again up here on the North Coast of Humboldt. I'm going to start surfing again.
How long has it been since you last surfed?
Oh, it's been 20 years since I surfed. So the reason I'm going to start surfing up here, I'm going to get practiced up. So when I go to Nicaragua, I'm going to go to a surf camp, and it's going to be it's going to be a surf camp. So I got to practice up, because down in Nicaragua, it's going to be really nice waves.
When are you going to Nicaragua?
Oh, I don't have an exact date set yet, because I'm starting a new job and I'm going to be on probation for a few 6 months. So I'm not positive yet, but I did get my passport, so I am going to go, but I don't exactly have an answer just yet.
Okay. Thank you.